A good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. A hired man who is not a shepherd and whose sheep are not his own sees a wolf coming and leaves the sheep and runs away. This is because he works for pay and has no concern for the sheep. Jesus makes a distinction between a good shepherd on one hand and a hired man on the other. He says a hired man isn't going to go too far out of his way to protect the sheep. This hired man is getting paid no matter what. And therefore the health, the safety of the sheep isn't much of a concern for him. If a wolf comes, he's not going to risk much of himself. He's not going to put himself in harm's way. On the other hand, the shepherd is dependent on the health and the safety of the sheep. He needs to keep them alive. He needs wool from them, either for himself or to sell the wool to make an income. And so if a wolf comes, the shepherd's going to put himself out there. He's going to defend the sheep. He's going to risk a little bit of his health to protect the sheep. Yet, willing to defend the sheep from a wolf at some risk is a far cry from actually dying, actually giving your life for the sheep. No shepherd in his right mind would actually do that. That's not worth it. Yet Jesus says, I am the good shepherd. A good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. And so quickly we see that Jesus isn't talking about literal sheep animals. He's talking about us, you and me. And he isn't only willing, but we see in his life he actually does lay down his life for us. He sacrifices his life for you and for me. There are plenty of people in this world who want you to follow them. There are plenty of people in this world who want your attention, your money, your allegiance. Think of all the political leaders, popular religious leaders, sports teams, celebrities, corporations and businesses that they want your support. Yet most of them, we would have to admit, are in it for themselves. They're using you or manipulating you for their own gain. Think about how many of these we pay, maybe if we're honest, too much heed to. Too many of these that we overinvest in, we over-prioritize. Think about what we give to them, what they get from you. Yes, sometimes at your benefit, but there's always something in it for them. This isn't the case with Jesus Christ. His invitation to follow him, to be with him, was, is, and always will be what we say is totally disinterested, meaning there's no self-interest in it. Jesus isn't doing it for himself. He's doing it out of love. He's doing it for the good of you, for the good of me. This is proven in the fact that Jesus offered himself as a sacrifice for us. He laid down his life for us. None of those people, one of those things that I had mentioned as examples, would ever lay down their lives for you. That's the distinction that Jesus makes between himself and any other sort of leader, any other sort of person or thing that seeks your attention. A good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. A hired man works for pay and has no concern for the sheep. My friends, this is why we should follow Jesus Christ, because he's not a fraud. He's not a spinster. He's not doing it for himself. He's so credible. He does it for us. He's willing to die for us, and he does so on the cross. In our first reading, St. Peter says the same thing, but in a little bit different way. Quote, Jesus the Nazarene, whom you crucified, whom God raised from the dead. Peter is saying, that makes Jesus legitimate, right? Jesus is legit, the fact that he was raised from the dead. If Jesus wasn't legitimate, he would have just decayed and died like the rest of us. Peter continues, and therefore there is no salvation through anyone else, nor is there any other name under heaven given to the human race by which we are to be saved. So yes, enjoy following your sports teams, listening to your favorite singer. Support good politicians who seek justice and are for the common good. Buy the things you need, do all that, but don't put too much trust in them. Don't expect them to have your best in mind. Don't put any of them above Jesus. Rather, follow Jesus, because Jesus Christ is the Good Shepherd, the only one who is willing to lay down his life for you. Only through Jesus Christ does salvation come. We will not receive salvation from any other person or any other thing. Only a life lived in obedience to Christ and his church brings us salvation.